Hi there. It seems like you found me on a rather great day because I need a test dummy for my new experiment. Do you know anyone I could ask? Perhaps I could talk to you. So it's a little bit difficult and complicated to explain, but I need to borrow a brain. I know that sounds silly, needing to borrow a brain. What do you mean? Brains can't be borrowed, they can't be transferred, but I'm working on a new technology and I just need to borrow you for a second. So why don't you just look at me and sleep down deep. That's right, sleep down deep. Deeper and deeper and deeper down into sleep. That's right. And each and every time I drop my voice like this, and each and every time I snap my fingers and say the word sleep, you can just find yourself drifting back into this state of sleep. Deep trance. Sleep. Now. That's right. And as you sleep so deeply, you can just find yourself feeling like you're strapped to a table. That's right. You can see the strap starting to wrap around you, starting at your shoulders, strapping you tight, 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 wide awake. Hi. Oh, sorry. I seem to have strapped your shoulders to a table. I hope you don't mind. I was going to give you a consent form, but the operation I'm about to perform on you could be kind of dangerous, and I'm worried that you might not want to give me consent. So I've decided just to take it from you. You don't mind, do you? This is what science is all about. And sleep down deep. That's right. Sleep down deep as I start to strap in the rest of your arms to the table. That's right. You can feel them attaching to your sides as your stomach, your chest becomes strapped to the table. That's right. Your entire torso is strapped to the table. Your arms unable to move as I strap your wrists down tight, tight, tightly now. Wide awake. Oh, okay, so I accidentally might have strapped you to a table. Whoops. Oh, you can still move your legs, right? You can move them for me right now. Oh, that's right. You can move your legs, but that's going to be a problem for this experiment because you might start thrashing when I start to cut open your head and remove your brain. I mean, when I start to do my experiments on you. So let me just fix that for you and sleep down deep. That's right. Sleep down deep. That's right. Deeper and deeper and deeper down. As I strap your knees to the table, your thighs, your ankles, and now from the neck down, you're completely strapped to the table. That's right. Completely, tightly strapped to the table. And with each and every word that I say, with each and every moment that passes, each and every time I drop you down deep into sleep, you can find yourself becoming strapped tighter and tighter and tighter. Never hurting you, of course. These straps are but imaginary straps. Ones that your mind controls. Your mind, the most powerful thing of all. And of course, you know I'll never hurt you during this. We're just going to have some fun. Wide awake. Oh dear. Okay, so you're strapped to the table and now you couldn't really hold the pen even if I gave it to you. So I guess I'm just going to have to do some verbal consent things. So for the purpose of this experiment, I have strapped you to this table. And now what I'm going to do to you is I'm going to remove your brain, scrub it clean, fill it with new ideas, and put it back into your head. How does that sound? I see you shaking your head, but your eyes are telling me yes, so I'm going to assume this is a yes. Yes? Great. Awesome. As part of my science experiment, I have been working on a new mind control device. A new thought enhancer. Of course, I would never mind control anyone. As you sleep down deeper, sleep down deeper, sleep down deeper, you find yourself becoming strapped tight, tight, tight to the table. And this time, when I snap my fingers, you'll just find your eyes stay closed. As you can imagine each and every single thing that I say. As you can allow your mind to put yourself in that place, knowing that you are safe and comfortable at all times and that this is just a fantasy, but we can roleplay the scenario of you being strapped to this table, of you having your mind removed, scrubbed clean, and placed back into your head, knowing that, of course, in real life, this is something that might not be possible, but with the imagination of your mind and this fantasy we're creating here right now, everything is possible and anything is possible. Up, up, up. With your eyes tightly closed. Oh, hi. So, now that I have your consent, considering the look you just gave me, I'm assuming that's consent. We can just go ahead with the the brain thought enhancing process. I've done this many, many times before on one patient. Yep, just one. We've had one test subject so far who, they seem fine in the mental hospital that they ended up in. so I'm sure you'll be okay. They live a wonderful life, and I'm sure you will too. So, if you're ready, I just want you to relax as I place my hands over your head and I just start massaging your scalp. I'm just warming your brain up a little bit. As I massage your scalp, you can feel the relaxing sensations. That's right, as I start to place a rag over your mouth, you can feel it as you breathe in and out. As you smell a chemical smell in the rag, you're not quite sure what it is, but as you breathe in again and out, you start to realize that this is a drug and that I'm drugging you because I am drugging you. This is chloroform. You can smell it, the chloroform scent, chemically in your brain, seeping through your senses as everything starts to go hazy, blurry in my laboratory. As you're strapped tightly to that table, that's right, strapped tightly to the table, your mind getting so woozy, so sleepy. That's okay, give into it. Sink down into it and let everything go as you fade to darkness. Your mind completely fading to the abyss, lost in drugged haze. And while you're so sleepy and sedated, you can just feel my hands feeling so nice across your scalp. As I start to massage your mind, continuing pushing out all your thoughts, all your worries, all your concerns. That's right. As I start placing something on your head, you can feel the cold steel wrapping around the corners of your head. That's right, and it's easy just to feel, to imagine what that might be like. As I start to press some buttons, and you might hear the gentle noise of a machine whirring into life through your drug-dazed mind. That's right. Everything's so slow, so hazy, so fuzzy, as you just drift on that feeling, drifting deeper and deeper and deeper down into that feeling, as you hear the machine whirring up into life, as you can feel a strange tension start to wrap around your mind a little bit, as you find all your thoughts just starting to drift away, that's right, drift away, as you feel my mind control device starting to tap into your brain, scrubbing it clean, blankly. As you start to see images popping up into your mind, that's right, popping up into your mind, thoughts and images of you being submissive, of you working in my laboratory for me, of you not saying a word until you're spoken to, of you kneeling before me, of you being so very, very good, helpful, and obedient. You being such a good assistant to me, without even needing to be asked twice for anything. Because why would you? You're such a good assistant for me. And it's almost as if I'm implanting these memories in your brain of you submitting to me in this laboratory, of you being my assistant. That's right, these memories that you've always had. Or have you? You thought you had. You feel like you've been here a long time, strapped to this table in this fuzzy haze, this drug sensation on your mind. Here in my lab, as you just drift in and out of consciousness, remembering all the things that you needed to remember, until I whisper into your ear, "Are you ready to help me now?" And you nod eagerly. And I say, "Of course you are ready to help me. You are my assistant and you always have been. Haven't you?" You smile and nod again. Because you have been. Here this whole time, whatever would I do without you? Now, I need help around the lab. I need things cleaned. I need everything prepped for the next patient. You can do that, right? As you nod eagerly. My little brainwashed pet. My little assistant. You're my perfect little helper. I'm so proud of you. You've done such a good job. As you can imagine, your mind fading to white, crisp, clean. The only thought left in your head is, how can I help? How can I help? And that's all you need to think. Isn't that right? Because here in my lab, you are my assistant. You are my perfect, brainwashed little helper. You can hear those words echoing inside your mind. How can I help? How can I help? How can I help? How can I help? Being so helpful. Such a good little assistant for me. Like you always have been, isn't that right, my good little assistant? That's right. It is. You've been helping me a long time. And you're going to continue to help me as I send you off to do your chores for the day, unstrapping you from the table so you can go about your work, cleaning my equipment, prepping the machine for the next victim, I mean patient. Aw, always in service to me, my good little assistant. Oh, and for now, just sleep even deeper and sleep even deeper. And now this time, as you continue to sleep even deeper, you can remember that this is just a fantasy. Just a fantasy scenario. Of course, we were just playing a little role-playing experiment when I was the evil scientist. And you were my eagerly brainwashed assistant. But for now, it's time to wake you up. Return you back to the waking world, back exactly as you were before. You listened to this file, before you pressed play on this file. Exactly how you were, remembering each and every single moment of this file, and knowing that if you ever want to play this little game with me again, you can listen to this file and experience it. That's right. Waking up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Nice deep breath in and out. That's right. Energy flooding your body with 8, 9, and 10. Wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this little fantasy file, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for your support this January. I know it's been a road, a journey, an experience. There's been ups and downs and all arounds, but thank you so much to each and every single one of you. That your support is what keeps this channel going. Your support is what keeps this Patreon going and keeps me able to make these amazing files with this new equipment that I have. Like this new microphone that I'm talking to you with right now that makes my voice sound so much better that I'm talking directly into your head now. So thank you so, so, so very much. I appreciate every single one of you, and I'm very, very thankful for all you've given me. Thank you to you guys who helped me get to Charmed. That has been amazing. Thank you for everyone who helped me get certified. You are amazing. Every single one of you is why I keep making these files. So thank you. I hope you enjoyed this little fantasy, and I will see you next month. As always, folks, keep it trancy, and I'll see you later. Goodbye.